even the ups and downs that I've been through, and I've been laid off multiple times, those things. And, you know, those are scary times. Those are rough waves, but, you know, new doors open. Yep. And we follow those new doors. And in some cases, we open our own doors by saying, hey, I'm going to start posting on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm going to make those posts into a book and see if anybody buys it. And hey, and now I'm on my third book. I never thought I'd do that, but it's like, let's just add value and see where it goes.
Have you ever felt stuck in your career? It's amazing how one small step out of your comfort zone, as it relates to AI or your skills or even your way of working, can have a dramatic impact. I'm Carla Corley with Corner Office Consultants. In this episode, part two of our conversation with Keith Bitticoper, we discuss what makes workday careers unique, how to open up options when paths feel closed, and why you don't have to stay stuck. And for fun, Keith survives our barrel rush round. You've written two books, three. One is coming out in a few months. It's going to be ready before Rising?
Yes. Okay. So, well, it's not going to be before Rising. So I will have pre-release books or the books with me at Rising. And then the new one will officially launch October 1. And so I've got three books. The first one is just workday tips. It's a lot of functionality. Even though I released it a year and a half ago, it's still just as relevant because it's a lot of functionality that people don't implement initially, because you don't have time during the initial implementation. And it's, you know, the consultants then left and moved on. And you don't know that this functionality even exists. And so it's a whole list of here's things you should consider: mentoring and unique ways to use union functionality, and just a whole bunch of different things. And then the second book was on building your support model. What do you need? You're working for a company, and what's important? How do you build that support model to be sustainable? How do you staff? What's the different options on how you structure, and just very lots important. It's not telling you what to do. It's 150 topics to have at your organization to work through to design your own support model. Then the new book that I'm releasing is Navigating Your Career in the Workday Space. And this really comes out of my own journey and so many people that I've talked to that, you know, they work for a customer who bought Workday, and they learned Workday because they happened to be at the right place at the right time. And now they're trying to decide, what do I do next? I want to experience some different things. What does that look like? And so I talk about everything of, you know, what's it, you know, you can work for a partner, you can work for Workday Corporate, you can become an independent contractor, you can, you know, have your own business, you can, what are all these different scenarios? And, you know, some of it is you get to choose, and what does that look like? And what are questions? And we talked about AI. One of the ironic things is when I really started to dive into this in January, I kind of panicked for a moment and thought, what if I write this book and the day after it releases, it's obsolete because AI just made it obsolete. And in terms of what the career structures look like. And so it's like, okay, before I do this, I need to do some deep dives into AI. And so since the beginning of the year, I've been really forcing myself to use as many different AI tools and in different scenarios so that I see, and I used it as part of developing ideas for the books and various aspects of the book, still had a human editor, but, you know, used it at various points. And each chapter ends with an AI exercise, where it's like, go have a conversation with your chat tool of your choice about XYZ. And here's what you need to ask. And to help some people apply the things that were in that chapter. And some of the people that I always send my books to, you know, 10 or 20 people ahead of time to just get their feedback. Well, and I've even, the Artificial Intelligence Show is a podcast that I listen to regularly, and they were originally marketing people, but every week they're talking about the new, whatever the new announcements are. And they also have training programs around AI and things like that. But they also do an annual survey on how people are using AI. And I thought about you recently when they did the most recent survey and they said, we now have an AI process that what used to take us a month to bring all this data and process all this data now takes us a week.
That is exactly.
And I've had some people say, yeah, I've done the AI exercises and it was, I never knew what, you know, I hadn't thought about asking a ChatGPT tool or any chat tool about these questions and found them really helpful. So.
No, I may have seen. Yeah,
would love to have you buy them.
But you know what? It's one thing to get knowledge, but then to actually put exercises that you can then go and practice that with that and take it even further and have your own personal experience with it. I thought that was really, really good. People are going to love it. It's not just a book. It's a workbook at the end. So congratulations on it.
Your career is a journey.
The coaching talk, it's a good mind map, right? It is a career mind map. So, and you're absolutely right. Your career, it is a journey. And the more aware you are and, having guidance and I think that's beneficial, could save some time as well, figuring it out a little bit earlier than later. Yeah. So I can't wait to read the book, Keith.
What gave you the idea? Just curious. Was that part of the entrepreneurial thing for you to do the book, or you were just like, I'm just going to do a book?
I think it was that people were, LinkedIn is not a great place to go look at past posts. It's very difficult to navigate in sense of there's all this content there, but it's very hard to navigate it. Plus when I post, yeah, and it's not so random now, but at the beginning, it was very random in the sense of, oh, somebody asked me this question. Other people would be interested. So I'm going to post the answer out there. And it's not that way as much now because I'm using content to promote my books and whatever else. But so I found myself people asking me a question. I'm like, I wrote a post about that. Let me go find it and send you the post. And I still had that happen. It's just that in that case, I'm like, well, let me go over my post because I have spreadsheets that I keep track of every post and have links to it. So it's easier for me to get to it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, let me just organize the post in by category and let me see if anybody, and I got like the first book has like 50 or 60 posts.
I remember
by
you.
Category.
Gosh, yeah.
And I created a PDF and a Stripe page and said $4.95. Let's see if anybody buys this. And when somebody would buy it, it generates an email. And the next day my assistant would email a PDF to them.
Oh my gosh.
After we sold 100 that way, it's like, well, maybe this thing has legs.
Awesome. We're putting the book together in the back.
and part of this is I've lived at some level, I've kind of lived my life as it's an experiment. If it goes someplace, we'll do it some more.
No, I like that though. I mean, you're trying and just trying new things and stuff. And I think that's something that, I mean, I go back and I look and I've done it. I've tried new things and different angles and things. And then yet I can overthink stuff and question myself, you know, which is all delay thing. And then when I realize, I guess we get reconnected with, but you've done this. And if it's okay if you fail, you know.
Yep. It's the stories we tell ourselves. We
right?
get these in exactly. these loops and we have to break those loops.
Yeah.
And we have to.
Is this turning into a coaching session? Do I need to log off? And
sorry, I was like,
I made log off here.
No.
It just
happened. Aren't they all a coaching session?
I know, it's true. when I'm talking with candidates, right, it turns into a little bit of a coaching session. So always.
And that's what makes you unique. And that's what it shows your authenticity, that shows you care beyond just filling the position and getting the commission off of it. And people know that. People sense that. Iron sharpens iron. You know,
exactly.
Yes, I can help you. And there's certain things that I'm going to help you on to go deeper or to, you know, reach some conclusions you might not reach on your own. But there's, if you're even having conversation about careers with other people in the workday space, you're gonna learn more. You're gonna benefit. You're gonna help them. They're gonna help you.
Exactly. And you're building that community, just like you said that you still keep in touch with some of the people from your entrepreneurial group. I mean,
yeah.
So good stuff.
Yeah, it's like a 6-month program where you do, in that particular group started with an in-person for 2.5 days at the beginning and then 2 days at the end. And then you had sessions in the middle. And they had nothing to do with Workday. It was just, hey, this is a group of entrepreneurs and what do you need to know? And at some level you're learning from the people that are leading. Another level you're learning from each other. And I have people that I met in there that I still meet with almost weekly.
Nice. No, that's, wow. Nikki, I think you told me that your coaching program didn't have anything about business. It was just all coaching.
It had a small portion and this is, I'm going back a good 20 years. and I don't know where you're sort of, I was with the Coach Training Alliance, CTA, various steps and so on, but
you're running a business.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. What is it?
It's a business.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it's the same thing as, I've found it more challenging to launch a coaching business than to launch a Workday business because it's a Workday thing already exists. Whereas a business coaching or a coaching thing is there's so many different aspects of it. And it's kind of hard to rise above the noise.
Yes. Right.
And everybody wants you to niche down and it's tough for me to niche down. In the sense of I go where my clients need me to go. And
sure.
Although it seems like, you know, outside of the Workday space, what I'm finding myself talking about more is AI and how to apply AI in small businesses. And then in the process, I'm doing coaching. It's just around AI and then other parts of their business come up that we talk through. But there are coaches who are only doing the business.
Right.
Thing.
Right.
And then you miss this more holistic, they can help you grow your business, but if the rest of your life is a mess, you're not going to survive long in the exactly. business thing, or you will do really well in business and the rest of your life will implode. There's lots of examples
of that. It's
that
balance.
That's so true.
It's a balance, right? And filling, as I say, filling all those cups. You know, when you, you can't put it all in one. I mean, there's just,
even though we try,
I think life is all about balance. Yeah. You got to have the balance, right? All those different pillars of what's important to you, family, faith, whatever that right. looks like. Yeah. It's so important. And if you're way off on one, you feel it in those other areas.
And growing in your career is not just about Workday.
Exactly.
It's leadership skills, exactly. It's communication, it's emotional intelligence, it's all those things.
Absolutely.
And so the more we can help people navigate that, because I think, Carla, you at one point had said one of the things that you recognize that you want to do differently than other recruiters is oftentimes recruiters are trying to say, I have this box I'm trying to fill. If this person fits in that, bingo. If not, I'm going on to the next person. As opposed to what's your career goals? And does this role that I have fit your career goals? Is this going exactly. to be a long-term fit? That's a very different conversation.
Oh, it totally is. And I mean, so, we literally start every conversation, what's your motivation? Why are we talking?
Yeah.
And it's just very open-ended. Yeah. So, we're all on the same.
Retention is expensive on both sides as the, as an employee and employer, it's expensive when it doesn't work for long-term and affects everything. So that's an important piece of it.
Yeah. And just recognizing the blessing of the Workday ecosystem is you have lots of options.
Yes.
And part of the challenge of the Workday ecosystem is it's difficult to get into. It just is, it's a closed system in the sense of that you've got to get training through Workday that you work for a customer, you work for a partner. And so it can be hard to get into, but once you're into it, you now have this whole set of options that in other ecosystems, job ecosystems, you don't have a lot of those. And yes, AI is going to have an impact, but at the end of the day, there's so many things that we do today that AI will be a tool that will help us. You know, we at some point we may not do a lot of configuration in Workday because we may have a chat interface that says, I want to add these two steps to the onboarding process, and it just adds it for you. Mm-hmm. I know there's people trying to figure out or working on that. And it's like, well, but will that replace people? Like, well, it may replace components of what you do, but we still are the ones that are like, okay, you need to have a conversation to think about your business process, to think about the downstream effects, to, you know, how do you want, what does your organization need? Well, that's a unique skill set that will take AI much longer to replace. Yeah. We'll use that skill set to define a series of agents to do things that we have, you know, have to manually do today that we'll be able to automate. I'm sure that's coming, but there's still huge value to the people in this ecosystem. As long as you're playing with those things and thinking about how do I leverage that and help my customer that I work for or my clients leverage that, it's going to have a huge impact.
Well, and like you're saying, I mean, your overall message that you can continually said today is choice. It's your choice. So there can be a fear of, you know, or a bury your head in the sand or whatever, or just know that yes, these repetitive tasks, these things that easily AI can take over, you're going to have to evolve. We all are going to have to evolve.
Right.
I mean, we're looking at it even in and of ourselves. We're all going to have to evolve and find new ways to bring value, especially where it's harder for technology to not be able to fulfill that. So it's just an evolution. It doesn't have to be the end of a cliff, you know, or anything like that.
Pivot. It's a truly pivoting and, you know, whatever that may look like. But again, we have people like Keith to help him out with that and kind of hold that mirror up. But it's all about pivoting, right? And figuring it out
and changing and adapting. You know, life doesn't have to be boring.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it doesn't. Speaking of that, non-boring, fast, quick response
time.
It may be that time. I know we could keep talking and talking.
All right, but, Keith, have you ever surfed?
As in the ocean?
As in with a board?
No.
Okay, we haven't either. Right. But obviously we like to play on that whole thing because it is, we're all riding the workday wave. You're about to enter what we call the barrel rush. So obviously the barrel, you're on the wave, you're in that clear, cool part. This is basically our fast round, and I'm probably showing my age if I equate this to Fast Money on Family Feud or sitting in the chair on $10,000 Pyramid or whatever.
$100,000 Pyramid. No wrong answer.
So, all right. So you're about to enter the barrel rush.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
So I have the first question. Okay. So Keith, what's one belief that's helped you stay grounded in your own career transition?
So I've had lots of career transitions throughout my life. And for me, there's a core value of God's in control. This ultimately isn't about me. I firmly, and there's scripture that backs this up, that God has a plan for my life. And if I'm still here, then I have work to do that he's designed for me to do. And I can be a blessing and invest in other people's lives and have an impact. And so even the ups and downs that I've been through, and I've been laid off multiple times and those things, and you know, those are scary times. Those are rough waves, but you know, new doors open and we follow those new doors. And in some cases we open our own doors by saying, hey, I'm going to start posting on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm going to make those posts into a book and see if anybody buys it. And hey, and now I'm on my third book. I never thought I'd do that, but it's like, let's just add value and see where it goes.
That's awesome. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. One thing, we're supposed to go fast. One thing that people would be surprised to find out about you. Oh, we stumped him.
Yeah, I have no idea what to say about this. That I'm pretty boring.
No, far from it. Yes.
That I work too much. I don't know that that would surprise anybody.
Well, okay. Well, we can skip. Wait, come on. There's gonna be favorite place you've ever traveled.
I was spent a couple weeks in Jamaica a lot of years ago, and just loved learning about other cultures and seeing what it's like to run a business in a developing country.
Oh, nice!
And the challenges where you don't have easy access to U.S. dollars, and you have to convert every, you know, all those dynamics. And so I'd love to go to places. And again, I've lived in Africa and I've done other travel and love to kind of not just go do the touristy thing, but say, what's it like to live in this, and what's business look like, and what's, you know, various aspects of the culture, because we have so much to learn from other cultures.
See, they're right there. So that was good. That was good. All right. So again, Workday Gold. If there's one thing about the ecosystem that this book could impact, what do you want it to be?
Well, I think you've kind of hit it before, is you get to choose. Again, there's a lot of people that feel like I'm stuck, and you don't have to stay stuck. You may feel stuck right now, but you don't have to stay there. And there's so many options, and if you need somebody to help you talk through it, let me know. Or you can buy my book, and it'll have some exercises that you can go through to at least start that process. And even before that, just go into ChatGPT and or whichever tool and say, describe your situation and say, help me figure out what I should do next, or what a leadership development plan would look like for me, or what a, you know. There's so many options there. We have so many tools now that we didn't have access to before that leverage them.
Yep.
Good one. Well, I think I have this last barrel rush question. So Keith, if you're, you know, what's your go-to song if you're having maybe a rough day or need a little extra pump or motivation? What's that go-to song for you?
I don't have a song in particular. I kind of have two genres that I go to. Okay. One is upbeat 80s music, since I was in high school in the 80s. And so go back to all those 80s.
Here, here.
We're in that club.
And the other one is I love EDM, electronic dance music, synthesizer stuff, Draft Punk, which is I started listening to after I started listening to the soundtrack from Tron, one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
All right, that'll answer the question of what people would not expect.
I'll take it.
We may see you dancing on the speaker then in San Francisco at Rising.
Yeah, actually, don't they wear the mask, the metal, do they do the
screen? Oh, yeah, sometimes.
All right,
yeah.
So that's where everybody will be looking for that at Rising, Keith.
Keith will be the guest DJ.
That's it, guest DJ. I like it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm more likely to dance than I am to be the DJ.
I was already going, get a book, request a song. Get a book, request a song. So. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Keith. And again, we're glad to have you kick this off for us. And on a personal note, I have just thoroughly enjoyed getting to know you over the last couple of years, and look forward to continuing to talk with you and brainstorm and, you know, just really, just talking with someone about bringing value to the ecosystem. You definitely have lived that.
Right.
It's inspiring and inspiring, and just thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm thrilled to be here on the first episode. I can't wait to follow your future episodes. And it is just so cool to see you and other people in the ecosystem now doing podcasts and sharing that knowledge. And it just, there's so much knowledge in the Workday ecosystem. Yes. That, and the Workday ecosystem is so unique of wanting to share what they know. And so it's just, it's a fun time to be a part of the ecosystem.
Absolutely. And just to piggyback off Carla, thank you so much, Keith. And you're so authentic, right? And just and relatable and real. So I'm so glad you were our first guest on Wavemakers. And then, of course, if you are looking for Keith's books or want to connect with Keith, we will be putting all those links in our notes here. And of course, you'll be seeing Keith at Rising, maybe dancing on a speaker. but again, thank you so much. And as we say, thanks for helping others, of course, ride the Workday wave as well out there.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Well, that wraps up part two. Thank you again, Keith, for sharing your story and your insight. And you'll find links to his books and ways to connect with him in our show notes. We've got more conversations like this coming, and we're also putting the finishing touches on something that's never been done before out in the ecosystem. We'll be sharing those details very soon. And if you're headed to Workday Rising, let us know. It'd be great to meet up. And if there's a topic you'd like us to cover or a guest you'd like to hear from, just reach out to Carla or me directly. And make sure to follow the show so you don't miss what's next. And leave us that review. It really helps others find us. Thanks again for tuning in and for letting us help you ride the Workday wave.